And good morning, everybody. It's William here with you. It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. And this morning, I am joined by Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm running a little late, and I apologize for that.
Oh, that's all right. I'm always prepared for latecomers.
Sometimes
it's hard to get going in the morning.
I'm glad you're flexible.
So what's going on over there on the other side of the river?
Well, we had a very nice update on the construction of the new bridge by DOT. Those are always welcome because that bridge is so important in our lives. You know, we cross it multiple times a day, and we on the Fort Pierce side have a lot of other things that go along with the bridge, the plaza, which is kind of a big deal for us, and the Tatanka Trail. And so a lot more, probably more changes on the Fort Pierce side than on the Pierce side. It will change, although, you know, it changes the highway on this side too. So it's going to be a big impact, and it'll be a very welcome change when it happens. Happy to know, right now it's impacting traffic, and it will continue to impact traffic, and we'll get down to two lanes again, and we always worry about that a bit during the 4th of July, because 4th of July is a big deal for us, and we welcome a lot of our visitors from the other side of the river, and so there is a lot of traffic, and we always get a bit concerned about that, but I think they'll plan for it, and we will plan for it. And what we did last year was invite people to come early, stay late, so that the traffic doesn't all end up on the bridge at the same time. And we will have another B1 flyover, and that will probably be at noon. And so there will be probably 45 minutes after the parade, and we will have food and beverages and while you wait for the flyover. We did that last year, worked really well, and so we're going to do it again and probably close off that block of deadwood so that people can just mingle, and we plan to have some live music, and as I said, come early, stay late.
That's right. It sounds like it's going to be a good time.
It always is, and
people just, you know, be patient.
Exactly.
If there's traffic, just be patient.
Yeah. It did work really well for us last year too. Some people want to go right home. They have other plans, and that's fine. But if you can hang out for a while and miss that traffic on the bridge, we invite you to do that. So we'll be talking more about that as it gets closer to the 4th of July. You know, I'm probably jumping the gun a little bit, but it's spring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Officially?
Officially, it is spring.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Mother Nature got the memo, but we'll get there, right? The other thing, Will, that I wanted to talk about since it's spring, reminder that I think there are a couple of garden beds left. So if anyone is interested in one of the community garden beds, if there are spaces left, we always give priority to Fort Pierre residents. But if there are beds left, people from Pierre or outside the city limits are certainly eligible. And so Ron Schreiner, 605-222-9611 is the person you need to talk to about that. And then we let the street bids. And so people are always interested about what streets are going to be repaired. And the two that we probably get the most complaints about is Waldron and Stanley Road. And so good news is that Waldron is going to be completely rebuilt. They're going to put in a new water line. And so that street will be completely rebuilt, which will probably be a two-year project. Because it runs from the bike trail all the way to Varendry Drive. So But at least the good news is it will be taken care of. And then Stanley Road, we are not going to be able to completely rebuild that one, but we will get a surface on it. It'll get a double chip, and so at least it'll cut down on the gravel. Mm-hmm. And that's generally the biggest complaints we get is the dust. So those are the two things. We've got East 9th Street between Missouri Street and Yellowstone. We have all of, or most of Yellowstone from East Stanley to 9th Avenue, and that's a total rebuild. West Main from 5th to 6th, North 7th from 2nd Avenue West, just 350 feet of that street. Benjamin Street, that's just the east side. It just kind of was falling apart, and so that will be redone. East 6th between the highway and Missouri Street, Craiger Court from 2nd Avenue West, 240 feet. And then there will be a lot of crack sealing and chip sealing, and we'll be joint sealing Sailburn Road. That's a concrete street that has been in place for a number of years, and it's never been joint sealed, so we're going to get that done this year. So going to be a busy year for streets, and we've already started it, and so we work hard to get word out to residents who live on those streets when it's happening. So just keep listening.
Yeah, that's right. And I know, you know, sometimes it's frustrating. A lot of people get frustrated, you know, if a road's closed or detours and stuff, but you
right.
know, I mean, just, you know.
It's necessary.
I mean, you know, it's for them. I mean,
yeah,
repairing it for them.
Yep, exactly. That's right. So appreciate everybody's tolerance. And we will, if it's not already up on our city website, there will be a map that shows the construction areas. So feel free to call the office anytime you have questions.
Okay. And what's the number for the office?
Let's see, 223-7690. I very, you know, everything is on speed dial on my phone.
I know. I know
what
barely
you know my own, but I think that's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it was great to talk to you this morning.
Nice to talk to you. Well, thank you for being patient with me.
That's right. I won't see you probably before then, so I hope you have a good weekend this weekend.
Yeah, probably that's true. Happy Easter to everyone.
That's right. It's hard to believe Easter right away.
It is. It's early, isn't it?
It absolutely. Yeah. Well, have a good day.
Thank you so much.